From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Department of Homeland Security Director John Kelly issued new immigration rules Tuesday. The rules expand the list of immigrants who face immediate removal, set forth a plan to hire thousands of enforcement agents, and enlists local authorities in enforcing federal immigration laws. The plans were issued in two memos. They implement President Donald Trump's January 25th executive orders. Iraqi troops have pushed into the southern outskirts of Mosul as they consolidate their position on the third day of an offensive to take the city. A military spokesman says the coalition of troops has secured an additional 123 square kilometers of land south of the city. The Iraqi military says its forces reached Mosul airport on Monday. When Iraqi forces retake the airport, they plan to use it to launch attacks on the western part of the city, which is still under control of the Islamic State group. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, said on Tuesday her government is committed to working with European allies despite occasional disagreements. Haley also called NATO the strongest alliance in history and that the U.S. is working to make the organization even more effective. Her comments echo those made by Vice President Mike Pence on Monday when he told NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg the U.S. is committed to its NATO allies, but other countries also need to share the fiscal burden of defense more evenly. Ecuador's presidential election will go to an April 2nd runoff, pitting leftist Lenin Moreno against conservative Guillermo Lasso. That announcement was made Tuesday by the nation's Electoral Council. This is VOA News.